So Monday afternoon at about 3:10, the computer in the studio here that plays all the music and jingles and things crashed. And these things happen, you know, it's on all day, all night. It plays as soon as we click a button most of the time or press a key. And, you know, we ask a lot of it from time to time. And it's on all through the summer and through the winter and poor thing like that, you know. And we don't really play many CDs. I mean, sometimes in the evening we do, but during the day we kind of rely on the computer to do most of the work, which is great because at the touch of a button, I've got my little bit of music that I'm using now. I've got silly sound effects.
Across Brentwood and Billericay.
We've got jingles like that and...
And I'll turn on the radio.
Yep, they're all there, just at the click of a button. But over the other side of the desk, over here... We've got CD players, and under the table, we've got some backup CDs. So if you ever want to play something from CDs, you've got to press a button, open the drawer, slide it in, little round things that you put your coffee cup on. Remember CDs? And I've just realised the CD player's got more buttons on than the computer. Because it's got a big green start button. Like that, right? There's the music. Boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom. And we can stop it. And we can start it. But what else has it got on it? Well, it's got this. It's got a pitch thing on it, and you can slow it down as well. And you can slow it right down, and you can speed it up like that. You can speed it up like that. Oh, there we go. And you can also do this. And you can pretend it's skipping as well. But the best thing about that is you can pitch it up and down. So if you want to play dance music, you can have two on the go and kind of mix them up. So that might be a feature for the last half hour of the show, a bit of rubbish mixing on two CD players in the studio, rather than me doing it at home beforehand and making it all pitch perfect. But yeah, so we can make things go fast and slow. So if you fancy hearing a classic tune or maybe a modern tune, slightly at the wrong speed, because some songs do sound better when you speed them up or slow them down, especially if it involves a sample. An old soul track sped up with a dance bed on it, sort of Fatboy Slim style. So we could put the new version into the CD player, start it up like that, and then slow it down and pretend it's the original. That's rather fun. Just love the fact that it's got about 23 buttons on it, and the last 6 months I've been ignoring it, but no longer. I'm going to have a fiddle during this one. Thank you.